As we put mental health under the spotlight this month, experts are reminding us all that crisis centers are available 24 hours a day to arrange appropriate care for anyone in need. In the run-up to World Mental Health Day on the 10th of October, we're roping in the experts to help us navigate the resources available to anyone who's battling. Hot 1027's Tara Penny has more.
Operations Director at SADAG, Cassie Chambers, says their call centre is the first lifeline for thousands of people every day.
Someone will call us in from anywhere in the country and they're looking for help, and our counsellors are able to help them in that moment, refer them to resources. So if they're needing a doctor or a hospital or a shelter, whatever referral they're needing, as well as some practical self-help tips, what to do right now, what to do by tomorrow, what lifestyle tips you should adapt, and then sharing information. So it's very much that counsel, contain and refer type of treatment.
We asked Cassie how many calls they were taking before the pandemic.
Pre-COVID, we were seeing around 600 calls per day into the call center, which is a lot, 600 people every day. And from that first day of COVID lockdown, our call volumes doubled overnight.
And if we fast forward to today?
Since then, our call volumes have just been growing and increasing because I think we've seen such a huge demand on people needing help, not coping, really struggling, that now we're seeing about 2,500 to 3,000 incoming calls per day. That excludes the hundreds more WhatsApps, emails, SMSs where people are reaching out saying, I need help, I don't know what to do.
And using their vast network of professionals, they're on standby to match your need with the right help. Megan Gonzalez is the crisis line manager at Netcare Kesso, SA's largest group of private mental health facilities.
So the goal of the crisis line really is to be a point of contact for someone who doesn't know where to start. And we know that when people are looking for mental health help, it's very overwhelming to figure out where do you start.
She says their mandate is clear.
We don't turn you away without an answer. So whether that is an admission or an appointment within our Netcare Kesso space, whether that's a referral to support groups, outside groups, we work a lot with SADAG as well and other various mental health service providers.
Cassie and Megan are urging anyone who's battling to reach out, even if they're not sure how to start the conversation, because the trained professionals on the other end of the line know exactly what to ask. Tara Penny, Hot 1027 News.
Hot 1027.